Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. It is our school district update today, and joining me is Amy Bell. She's the principal at Castle Valley Center, and Castle Valley Center runs a little differently than the rest of the schools in the district, and we're going to talk about some of the things that they've got going on and some of the ways that they're different than other schools in the area. And, you know, it's always good to get everybody in and see how things are going up there. So, Amy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Glad to be here.
So let's start off with, first and foremost, how are things going at the Castle Valley Center?
They're going great. Our kids are doing great. We're glad to be back from the break. The break was nice, but we're always glad to see our students again when we come back.
You got to reel them back in, though.
Right.
You know, and have, you know, it's always good to let them go and be loose and have fun for a little while, but reeling them back in sometimes can be the harder part.
You know what? Our students are always thrilled to come back. I think that's maybe a little different than other schools, but our students are eager to come back, can't wait to come back, and we're also excited to have them.
Very good. And we were talking before we came on the air. Most schools in the district, in fact, all schools in the district, do some type of an assessment. They do like a beginning and a mid and an end of year assessment. And things like that run a little differently at Castle Valley Center. And so I would like to, you know, get your take on that and see how you guys do those kinds of things there.
Sure. Assessments in schools are very much based on critical skills, reading, math. You start here, we end here at the end of the year. Our assessments are different at Castle Valley. A lot of people also don't know. We get a lot of phone calls, people not sure what our school is about. Our school is for individuals with severe disabilities who can't necessarily always access the general education curriculum. And so we as a school have been able to really look and figure out what is the most critical skills that we teach at our school, you know, that pertain to a regular education curriculum but is tailored to meet our students' needs. And so our assessment's very different. It's not based year to year and grade level to grade level. It's based on most of our students are in our school district, in our school from the time they're in preschool or kindergarten all the way through their school experience. And so our checklists that we've created at our school go from age 3 all the way to age 22. So we have a broad, long-term look at skills that are needed for our students to be independent as possible, and able to access the community safely, and also to have some skills that allows them to interact with the community. So our checklists are very different than a school. So we do have a baseline, but that baseline starts the minute they enter our school until they leave at 22. So we're always just layering on another skill. As soon as they learn one set of skills, then we add. Some of those skills are like accessing the community safely, crossing a street, being able to know who to go to for help. Can you locate the restrooms in a public area? Daily living skills, basic cooking and being able to provide hygiene and caring for themselves. Community social interaction. What are the skills needed to be able to interact with others appropriately? Self-regulation, being able to regulate your emotions and not react or hit or, you know, get upset in a social setting, and communication. How do you express your wants and needs? For most students, those things are kind of just happen and are just kind of integrated into a curriculum. They don't necessarily always teach those individually at a regular school setting. In our school setting, we teach those and then we monitor it and we try to build on from that.
I thought one of the most interesting parts of it was that unlike other schools in the district, you actually get parents involved in this and ask them, you know, what types of skills do you think are the most important for that? And I'm sure that works great, and you probably get quite a bit of input on that.
Absolutely. So our assessments and our IEPs, all of our students are on an individual education plan. And so once a year we meet with parents and identify what goals that they want to work on and where we're at with the student. And those goals also are taken kind of and incorporated from our assessment that we do. And so we're yearly meeting with parents. Plus, we also did a survey last year to kind of ask parents, what do they feel like is the most critical skills in all of these independent living skills that they would like us to focus on first?
All right, and it's working. It works great. And you guys, as you were saying, you kind of adjust it as it needs to be adjusted, and you go through and look at it. In fact, you said you're getting ready to go through and look at it and maybe make some adjustments to it again this spring. Is that?
Absolutely. Something that's interesting, because you would think with individuals with severe disabilities, they have such a high need that there would be just lots of information and lots of assessments and lots of tools out there, and there actually is not. We've explored that in the past, and there's not a lot of that assessments because it's such a small population. People don't spend their time developing that. So our students are often left out of some of that assessment piece and curriculum. And so I have such great staff, we decided to just create our own. So we looked at some of that was out there, looked at what they were doing in regular schools, and then we've created our own assessments that we can kind of help us be targeted and really direct our instruction in our school setting. And we, in a couple of weeks on our professional development day that we have in our district, we will be reviewing that again and aligning it.
And doing what you got to do. So there, that gives people a little idea of the things and the inner workings of Castle Valley Center. So now let's talk about some of the fun stuff.
The fun stuff.
You guys did this last fall. We talked about it the last time you were in here. And you're going to do it again this spring. And it's a really cool thing that for the students. And it's like a restaurant experience. And you're partnering with the high school on this one.
We are. We had such great experience the last time. We were hoping to improve it and kind of tweak it and make it a little bit more effective. But we're with the high school students that are working on some pre-employment skills also. So kind of teaching them how to interview, you know, what goes into a job, what do you do for different jobs. And then they are going to come over and create a restaurant experience for us. And then our students are going to have the experience of going, waiting, placing an order, waiting for that order. And then those high school students will be serving our students and creating the meal. They have some simple meal items that they will be baking and cooking. And so they get an experience and we get an experience that kind of helps us build, again, on those skills that we've talked about.
Right, and social interactions and getting out in the public and those kinds of things. Yeah. You were talking earlier about how things at the Castle Valley Center, you know, they kind of go day to day and things like that. But you have a lot of great partners and help within the people from the community that come up and help you guys, don't you?
Absolutely. We absolutely have great community members. We have several agencies that partner with us for our high school. With this experience, Active Reentry, we works with our high school class up there weekly. They provide help with support staff. They help with transportation. They help with curriculum. They've provided that. We've had the Price Everyday Library. Tanya down there comes up. She's created a library experience for us once a month down there for the students that can go down there, a library experience at our school for those who cannot leave our building. USU Eastern just came through. And I know they'd been to all of the schools, but they came through. And what I just appreciated about them is that they were willing to just adapt. Our students are different and need a different experience. And so they just come in and interacted with our students and were fantastic. Law enforcement, again, we get a lot of support from law enforcement agencies in our community that are willing to come through, interact with our students, provide some supports. So, yeah, we have just a thank you to all of the community members that always support us. We really appreciate it.
And I'm glad you brought that up because we're going to close with this. You are trying to create a library at your school. And there's a great way that the community can help out. And it's as easy and as close as picking up either your smartphone or getting on your computer. So let's talk about that for just a moment before we get out of here.
Sure. We've identified some books. We have a custom registry on Amazon. If they go to Amazon in the registries and search for Castle Valley Center, we put a bunch of books in there that people can purchase for our library. We've done that specifically so that we kind of have books that fit our students because we kind of have a specific books that they would access. But they can go there and purchase a book, and it's delivered right to our school. And we've had lots of people already purchase some, and we're very grateful for that. We've had some people come and maybe didn't have know how to access a smartphone or all of that, so they brought us a check instead. So that's been okay, too. We've appreciated all of that support.
So if you're wanting to do it, it's easy. It's great. You just go on Amazon, like she said, go into that registry, search Castle Valley Center, and the books are already there picked out. You pick out which ones you want to get for them, and they will mail them and ship them directly to the school. It's a really cool thing. They're trying to build the library there because you guys really don't have a library.
We don't have any library at all. So anything that they have books are in the classrooms, teachers list. So yes, we would love to do that. Again, another way to access the community, but also bring our students some language and books.
All right. Principal Amy Bell with Castle Valley Center, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming to talk to us this morning. And I'm going to let you get back to school now.
Great. Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.